And a base hit could score two more for Auburn right here. Full count to Green. Pitch. Swing and a drive down the left field line. That's trouble. That's fair. That gets to the wall. Two runs are home. Green is on his way to second. He dives in with a double. 5-0 Auburn, the first double of the year for Caden Green.
Caden Green, a couple of doubles in the game, and three big RBIs. And Caden, just describe the approach today offensively, and watching the guys ahead of you there in that first inning link some at-bats together.
Yeah, the guys started the game off strong, and that helped me a lot. Just set the tone early, just getting the barrel out. My approach really was just super simple. I wanted to hit the ball the other way. I was trying to hit the ball the other way. Just ran into it in, that was my approach. With Gabe, we just talked about getting on top of the ball and just staying low and hard the other way, and ended up running into one, caught it out front a little bit, two of them, and we'll take it.
Yeah. You didn't know who was going to start for them until this morning or around breakfast time. What is it like to just trying to kind of cram in the prep and a little info on the starter in a few hours before a game?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't mind it. You know, I just want to know how hard he throws, and then we'll just get after him. But no, Gabe does a great job of preparing us. With the time we had this morning, he did a great job. We followed what he said and got him out early.
All right, describe the work and the mindset as you work your way back into the lineup after missing a couple of weeks there with the injury, and how you're feeling now after this series.
Yeah, just being out those 2 weeks, I was just trying to be the best teammate I could be, and seeing the guys kind of struggling, just a couple of things not going our way. I just wanted to be on the field with them so bad, and you know, I trust every single one of these guys. I love every single one of these guys, and we're staying tight, and we're gonna be fine. We'll be all right. We're gonna stay linked up, and we're gonna be just fine.
Guys played error-free defense today. The importance of that, especially as this game got a little tighter in the last few innings.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Field's a little dry out there. Last few balls, you don't really know where they're going. But, yeah, no, just playing behind our guys, like a guy like Parker on the mound, you want to play behind him. He just goes – he's so competitive, goes after people. Those are the type of guys you want to play for, Will Cannon, everyone who pitched today, honestly. So that makes our job easy, just wanting to go and make plays for those guys.
It's a happy return trip back to Auburn. Caden, appreciate the visit. Congrats on this one. War Eagle.
Yes, sir. War Eagle. Thank you.
Carlson again to the stretch. And the 2-2. Got him swinging. Got it on the inside corner. Inning over. He works around the one-out double. Does Parker Carlson.
Parker Carlson pitched the last three innings, a power save. He's got the fireman's hat. Congratulations. Big smile. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling awesome. We needed to win. We just keep standing there, keep fighting. You know, we've been saying keep fighting since I've been here, and that's just the way this team rolls. And we're not going to roll over no matter how the season's going. So I'm incredibly proud of each and every one of our guys.
The last few weeks in particular, Parker, and now you've pitched well really all season, but you've come in some tight spots. You've been able to get out of it. Describe the confidence you have right now and your approach coming into these games.
I just take it one pitch at a time. I can't thank Coach Thompson and Tiefer enough for giving me those tough opportunities. And I was able to learn last year coming into it, maybe not being as successful as I wanted to in those spots. And it's just baseball. You got to have fun. You want to win. You want to pick your team up. So, I mean, I love each and every one of these guys. And whatever I can do to help us win is what I'm going to do.
You had several thousand people breathing down your neck here in that ninth inning. They were trying to put the pressure on you, but you still had a lot of sink working on that pitch.
Yes, sir. I've loved it. Slowing the heart rate down, you know, just being myself is what I've tried to do. You know, Coach Thompson says all the time, I think it's Greg Maddux, that says the louder they get, the softer you try to throw. So your adrenaline, your body is going to take care of it. You've been doing it your whole life. So just trusting. I mean, I got to tip my hat to Carter Wright. He wasn't even here Friday. He had food poisoning, and he was probably dying the whole game, and he's making some big blocks back there, and I'm so proud of him.
All right, this is a team effort. I know the offense put the runs on the board early as well to pitch with the lead there in the late stages, try to hang on. I'd imagine it's about the same mindset, just kind of one pitch at a time.
That's exactly right, one pitch at a time, whatever you can do to help the team win. So
appreciate the visit. Congratulations, and enjoy that trip back to Auburn. War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Larson is 1-for-3 on the night, or on the day, excuse me, 0-1 or 1-0. Fly ball to center. Back goes Stanfield. He is there, and Auburn wins. Parker Carlson with a four-inning save, and the Tigers beat LSU 7-5. He set down LSU in order in the ninth, and the Tigers hold on for the victory. Auburn 7, LSU 5.
All right, Andy, thank you very much. Let's start offensively. Coach, 5 runs in the first inning. You keep working and keep working, and some guys had some breakthroughs today at the plate.
Yeah, better at bats. Stanfield had 3 hits by the fourth inning. I think he got his 3rd hit in the fourth. Carter Wright, when he met the ballpark, and absolutely caught a great game. Hydrated. He looked wore out. Just looking at him there, but he played a great game, and ball fell in for him early, but probably switching to defense for a second. He just did an amazing job with our pitching staff today. We had struck him out like 11 times, 13 times the first 2 games. We had a tougher time doing that today, but did enough. Myers got ball up a little bit. This was the one-day game, so everybody seemed like their rope was a little bit shorter in the heat a little bit and the humidity. But John Armstrong got us a really good inning. Really, Armstrong and Cannon both got us out of jams, and they went back out, and they had to protect each other because not as good in the second inning with leadoff men getting on and multiple runners. But Parker Carlson, that was one of those Burkhalter-type deals. That would have made a difference for us this year to see that more often. But he's been working through guys and working through others and pitching good for a while and really got placed here because it's his second outing this weekend. Placed as kind of that guy and was able to get to the finish line today. A couple other guys, Ballou, not sure he torched the ball, but just some good at bats where he's got 3 hits, and he's such a fluid good runner, he can get down the line. So he did a nice job too. And Caden Green chipped in. I think he did some stuff to help us create a little more offense. So definitely 13 hits after, you know, the last parts of the last 2 weeks. We could have had that a little bit more. It'd have been a little more exciting, but nonetheless, today was the day to be present, and the guys showed up and played good offense.
5 of the first 6 hits, and maybe more beyond that, but I know 5 of the first 6 were opposite field hits, and a couple of them against the shift from left-handers. Was that a specific emphasis from Gabe and company before the game, or is that just guys kind of figuring it out on their own at the plate?
Yeah, we're just a day late. I just think they stayed in the series. I would say that's more sequencing. We did get a freshman starter against us on the mound today and got the starter out in the first, and you know, the first 2 starters got length and went as far as they wanted to. I think 112 yesterday, but they had to make a change immediately in the ball game today. And I would say today would be more of like, you know, a pitcher we could handle a little bit more. But the biggest thing, I think, you just in a day 3, the sequencing of how somebody's pitching, regardless who's on the mound, I think we just paid more attention in the bats, and the approaches were in a better spot for that today.
What is the emphasis now in the off week? You got finals coming up and no midweek game for the first time in a while before Ole Miss next weekend.
Yeah, get home safe, and absolutely 3 weekends left. Their exams all week. We'll probably do some later practices. So tomorrow be off, Tuesday get back on the field, and be thankful for every day we got here down this stretch run.
Congratulations on this one, Coach. We appreciate the visit. War Eagle.
War Eagle.